Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Donnie.
And Dana.
From the National Center for Child Protection. Today we have the topic of bullying. And bullying is a topic we actually get invited to speak on at many schools. And that's probably the number one requested topic we've had. And I've been in child protection for the last 15 years. So with bullying, what we want to share today is it's all about intention. We've heard so many stories about bullying, and amazing people do amazing jobs within the field of combating bullying. But what is important is to know that it's all about intention. We do find that a lot of people are unsure about what bullying is. And bullying is definitely not just limited to children that attend school or young people. We also hear from people or of people that get bullied within their workplace, get bullied within different other atmospheres, venues, scenarios, etc. I mean, if you're in South Africa and you've driven before, then you've seen bullying on the road where somebody pushes somebody else off the road, etc. So it's all about that intention. What is the intention of the person? So intention, and the way I explain this at schools is quite easy. I'm running on the corridor, which obviously is not correct, but that doesn't matter in this instance. And I do not see it, another child. I run over that child and that child gets hurt. That is not bullying. I didn't look at that child. I didn't see that child and that child got hurt, which I can face the consequences for. But that was not bullying. There was absolutely no intention of running into that child. I just did not look where I was going. Then we take exactly the same situation, and now I'm looking at this child in my path. I make a decision to run all over them, and then they get hurt. And obviously, that is a form of bullying. So it's an intent. I saw the child. I then lined them up, not only with my eyes, but also with the way that I was running and my path, and then I ran all over them. That is a bullying incident because that is intent. Now, that's important because that intention, when I want to hurt somebody, is something that is deep-seated within me. That means I have this intention within me for whatever reason to hurt someone else. Now, you'll hear the golden sentence that says, a bully is just somebody that has been bullied somewhere else. I don't necessarily agree or disagree with that statement. That statement is somebody's and they've got the full right to believe that. Not all children that are bullied becomes bullies, and not all children that are not bullied at all stay free from becoming bullies themselves. Bullying sometimes comes from home. It sometimes gets taken from school back to home. What does that mean? That means the one child that's bullied at home or hurt at home or hears negative things at home, because bullying obviously is not just a physical act. There's emotional bullying, there's psychological bullying, there's emotional hurt that comes with bullying sometimes that people don't know how to share. Sometimes people see the physical part and they don't know what happens once that child leaves and has to deal with all those emotions and everything within their mind. So when you've got a bullying incident coming from home, what normally happens is that child tries to take out that frustration of that powerlessness they feel when they're being hurt at home by, in many instances, a grown-up. They try and take that out on someone else. That child, however, that they bully at school might then again take that bullying back home, and that might see a younger sibling being a victim of that bullying. So what is important is that when there's any suspicion or any form of bullying that you see, that there's action immediately. Because today, you can open up a court case and you can start at the harassment court to start a legal process against a bully. The same would apply for you in the workplace. The same would apply for you in many other scenarios or circumstances. Now, Dana, what we've seen when we're at a school, and I speak about bullying, one of the things that we see is that the aftermath of bullying is children feeling unsure about themselves, and they're feeling unsure about how they should act. on the one side, you've got these kids that want to stand up for themselves and they want to fight the bully. I mean, we've worked on projects before where we've literally had other organizations speak about fighting the bully. We don't believe in fighting the bully. We believe in a different process. What would that process include?
That's a very important question that you've just asked. And I agree with you. We don't believe in standing up for yourself in terms of becoming a bully yourself, because then you're defeating the entire point. And Donnie, just to add to what you said, remember, bullying is a deliberate act. It's a deliberate intent to cause bodily, verbal, emotional harm onto someone else. So that intent means that I have an idea in mind. It's a preempted idea that I want to inflict harm upon another individual. I want to see that person suffer. So wherever that's stemming from, you know, it could be from a wide number of places. It could be, as Donnie mentioned, family background and not being brought up in a safe, healthy environment at home, being exposed to violence from a young age, causing these images in the mind that, you know what, it's okay to behave in such a manner because that's what I've been taught all my life. That's what I've been surrounded by. We often forget our children are very smart. So you are a role model to your children. What you do or don't do, how you act and react in situations, teaches your child what to do, how to do it, and what to say in certain instances that involve them. So, Donnie, you asked me what was the, you know, correct method or way to go about reporting a bully. Well, that in itself is reporting the bully. We cannot stop bullying or put an end to it if we don't know that there is a problem in place. So what does that mean? Let's give an example. I take out a gun and I shoot someone, for instance, and there's three witnesses to that. If those witnesses do not go and report the fact that I had shot someone, no one is going to come and arrest me. No one is going to give that person justice in reporting the fact that I've done a crime or I've done something wrong. The same goes for bullying. If a child or a bystander, anyone in the community, sees someone else being bullied and they just say, okay, well, it's not me, I'm just going to walk away and ignore this process or the fact that this is taking place, that person's just going to go into another environment. That person's going to target someone else. The bullying is just going to go on and on. It's going to continue. And we notice with our cases, it tends to become worse with time. As soon as that bully gets away with it once, twice, three times, by the sixth, seventh, eighth time, they're more vicious. They're more aggressive in their approach. They become, I would almost say, more skilled in what they're doing and how they're doing it. So reach out to us. We've got a child protection hotline in place for a reason. Donnie will mention that number. But we've got that hotline because anyone in the community that feels they need to report something, whether that's physical harm, whether that's verbal harm, you know of, let's say, for instance, a friend of yours that's been verbally abused by her husband and she has children and she's scared to leave him. That is an instance that needs to be reported, because unless it is reported, it won't change. The children and the woman will remain in those circumstances. Donnie, I'm sure you can add on that.
So what I gather from our conversation is that all is not lost. If you, and I mean, we've never met a single bully that afterwards said they feel proud of it or they continue to do it because they didn't necessarily know the harm that they are causing. And it's not lost. So once you get to that place where you've realized you've done wrong and you're looking for that assistance to change your ways, it's important that you take that step. It's always important to be honest with yourself, to know what's going on. And something that I like to share with the kids specifically, but it's in general, and it's a Christian principle: do not do unto others that you don't want done to yourself. And if you can stick to those basics, because sometimes people literally speak to other people like they are garbage, and you have no right to do that. And then to physically intimidate them, whether it's at home from a parent to a child, whether it's within a relationship, whether romantic or a work relationship, it's unacceptable to use any form of power. And like you said, it's about the intent. It's about that decision being made that you will do things in a certain way. So you need to reach out. You need to make sure that we can have that conversation. So I'm going to share our National Child Protection Hotline. The number is 076-900-7151. So that's to report that bully, to say, listen, this person is not stopping. But if you are a bully or you have been bullied and you would like to have a conversation with a counselor so that we can have that chat with you to see how we can assist you to deal with being bullied or deal with the fact that you want to stop and also apologize to your bully, that's what our mental health department's for. Dana, and you're the head of that. What would the process then be?
The process, if someone is a bully or even a victim of bullying and they would like to reach out to get guidance, assistance, help, whatever it may be, they need to also reach out to our counseling hotline, which is 076-037-6345, 076-037-6345. We can then guide them and assist them. If you are a bully, we can provide you with help. If you are a victim, we can still provide you with help. So both the victim and bully both matter and something needs to be done. So reach out and we can assist.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.